Kickstart your road to better health with the Hard Work Works Fitness app.
The Hard Work Works Fitness app works for all ability levels. Full gym, no problem. What's included? You get over 200 workout plans available for every situation, from a full gym to no equipment at all. You also get a nutrition guide to keep you on track. All this for only $10 a month.
There's a special offer for Gear Freaks listeners, so don't be stupid. Use promo code STUPID.
That ain't stupid. And get your first month free.
The Hard Work Works Fitness app. Decide, commit, succeed, and join the hustle today.
Boom.
Shoot for the stars, but if you happen to miss, shoot for the moon instead. That's Neil Armstrong. I'm Justin, jersey number 14.
And I'm Corey, jersey number 72. I love a good moon. I don't know about you. Hey, now, that means two things. We have a jam-packed episode today. I'm sure everybody in the podcast world says that every single episode, but we actually mean it here today. Not only do we have further Gear Madness, hashtag Gear Madness tournament talk, as we reveal the Sweet 16 today, we also get a deep dive into the Dallas Stars. He's my guy. He's your guy. He's our guy. We got James Clark joining us to talk Dallas Stars. This is one we've been looking forward to for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I should ping him because he's not here this week.
It's all good. We can filibuster until he gets here. It's funny because the Stars are one. There's a handful of teams, you know, that we've had multiple off-air conversations.
Oh, yeah.
About
millions upon millions upon millions.
Yeah, man. It's like, you know, we delve into them with each other. We kind of know where each other stands on a lot of the stuff. But, you know, we kind of try and save some for the pod here, too, mm-hmm. for live reaction purposes and whatnot. The Stars are definitely one of the teams we've talked a little heavy about off-air.
Oh, yeah.
And it's with good reason. Not to spoil anything yet, but, man... Man, oh man, there's just one little detail, Dallas,
keeping you from greatness.
That's not only would you have made the tournament, but you probably would have been a higher seed.
You could have been contenders.
Oh, for sure. If you got one thing
one
right.
thing right takes you from completely out
the NIT
yes.
to being like a 6 or a 7 seed. Which is respectable.
Here, grab that other one.
Ooh.
We're working on sponsorships here since Clark's late.
We are. We're going to...
Let's see. Well, this isn't going to work. Your boy can't selfie for nothing.
Selfie game is not strong.
Not at all.
On the Gear Freaks pod. There's half of each of us in there.
Yeah.
It's all right. I take up a lot of room, pal, so it's all good. It's hard. You don't have to get all of me.
This is going to make great, great pod. If I could keep my fingers still, I think that ends up being the problem. There we go.
You know, it is. Can we can stall with that for a moment because it is really hard to get a still picture. I feel like with as far as phone technology has come, especially camera phone technology, why is it anytime I flinch, it looks like Michael J. Fox took the picture?
I know, right?
Like, come on, man. There has to be some in between here, you know? And
you
I'm also not trying to take 9 frames. I don't want a live picture.
Nah, man. Nope.
It's okay.
Let me do the one and get it over
with. That's it. And move on with my day. I'm okay with just one. If that one does not look good, you know what there is? A delete button.
Yes.
That's what I'm going with. And I guess I'll mess with it again later if I so choose. But I don't need you to take 6 of me. I just want one.
Just one will do just fine. Since we're still waiting on Clark, last thing I really need is more caffeine.
Right.
But you know what I need? Some caffeine.
That is, I will say this. That
South
can...
Beach.
If we were doing an energy drink can
yeah.
bracket, that is a 1 seed.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
So this is Raise Energy Zero Sugar South Beach drink. The ultimate energy drink, electrolytes, hydration. I will say this, not intended for individuals under the age of 18, which is always...
That's good. They put that up there.
Good energy drink is on its way.
Yes.
So this is like beach mode. Like it's got all sorts of beach stuff on it. Let me get it closer to the camera.
It looks like the Miami Heat City Edition jerseys if you turn them into a can.
Yeah, I think
that's why I love them so much.
Well, again, South Beach. I think they're from Miami. So
okay, it makes sense.
Oh,
impressive.
Oh, that's good.
Is it? What is? Does it taste like the beach?
Tastes like sand. No, it's. I don't even know how to describe this flavor. It's very, it's like a very toned down sweet, if that makes sense.
I was gonna say it's got to be. Does it have like tropical undertones? Maybe.
Absolutely tropical.
Some palm
undertones
trees in there.
Like maybe there, like a hint of pineapple there. Just that in that sec, like nothing overpowering, but it's there.
The undertones are always nice. You don't want to get smacked in the face with nine things when you drink an energy drink. You don't. Or any drink, for that matter.
Oh, man. That's good.
That seems like it's appealing, which is good. It seems like Raz knocked it out of the park with that one. I will let me crack into, for conversation's sake here, this is the Voodoo Zero Sugar Limited Edition, which is nice. This can kind of resembles, when I see this can, I think of motocross.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm off base there, but I think of the X Games, which is not a bad thing. I like the way the Voodoo is written up there. We're the Gear Freak, so we have to break down the way everything looks. I like the way the Voodoo is dripping. It looks like spray paint. Mm-hmm. It looks like graffiti. Zero sugar, no crash. That is a key. Electrolytes and BCAA aminos. I almost read that as NCAA, just being conditioned as a sports fuck over the years. So I'm going to crack this bad boy open. And by the way, Justin, this can is one of our favorite color schemes, orange and black.
Yeah, dude.
So you know what you're not doing?
Didn't even do it on purpose. But
yeah, you know what you're not doing with orange and black? Losing.
Yes.
Unless you're the Flyers.
So that is the Voodoo flavor.
Okay. I would totally drink this again.
I love that they don't explain the flavor, they just name the flavor.
It's right. It's a mystery. You don't know what you're going to get, which is good, but you can tell kind of by the can what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know with the South Beach one, I'm getting fun. I'm getting kind of a tropical vibe. I'm going to feel like I'm walking on the boardwalk in South Beach. There's maybe an 8 or a 9 riding by me on a bike. It's a good time. Maybe things have gotten weird a little bit. I had one too early in the morning. This is my kind of intermission. I'm going to have the South Beach to pick me up for the afternoon, part two, the sequel. That's what that reminds me of. This to me, the Voodoo, and I don't know if this is what they're going for, this is like Saturday afternoon. You're about to fire up the grill before you get things weird. If you're not in South Beach and you wait until, you know, the evening to drink like most people do. That's what this reminds me of. It's a very, very smooth, very crisp flavor. It also kind of has it orange pineapple-ish. I probably have that wrong. It's probably none of those things. But that's what the smell is and that's what the taste is. It's very subtle.
Yeah.
Which most energy drinks aren't.
They go overboard with the flavor with energy drinks, I think, because they're trying to hide whatever chemicals
the
they
cocaine
have
in them. There's no cocaine in these.
This last swig, I got the flavor. It's piña colada.
Ooh.
It's piña colada.
Ooh.
Yeah, and it's nice. I'm not even piña colada guy, but it is nice.
No, me either, but they are refreshing, which is what you would go for. Holy shit. When I'm not watching the Flyers, they would go nuts. Side note, 5 minutes into the game, we're already up 2-0 on the Rangers. So I think the key is just never watch my team, maybe.
Maybe.
You know?
If your boy Farabee does well, I'm going to be mad.
He got...
Because I sat him.
He got an assist so far.
Damn it.
Anytime you sit a guy in fantasy, that's the way it works out.
Yep.
You sit a guy and they go ape shit. I'm like, oh, he was hot. I'm going to put him in next game. And he does
nothing.
Jack shit. And you're like, why do I do this? Why do I keep torturing myself? What in the actual fuck is going on? And why am I going to continue to play fantasy year after year? These are the conversations I have with myself about fantasy football. I don't get nearly as mad about fantasy hockey. Fantasy football, I get emo about, dude. Like, a loss will seek, like, just a deep, dark, depressing abyss. You know, especially when you have a year like this year when your actual team fucking sucks too. Like, you want, okay, we lost, the Birds did, but okay, fantasy team won, right? One for the Express. The Express walked away with a W. And there was a lot of that this year, but your boy lost in the championship of all weeks for my squad to shit the bed when money was on the line.
Yep.
Thanks, Derrick Henry. You in the snow and Lambeau.
So, still no sign of Clark. Here's what we're going to do.
Yes.
Because he's
onward we go.
He's been around for like the last 3 weeks, the entire episode.
Right.
Okay, Clark.
Well, yeah, we can deep dive into the Sweet 16 matchups if we have
yes.
to, which will be good content because I'm sure we have some great ones ahead, dude.
So in the round of 32, we had the Chargers and the Eagles. This has to be mentioned. We thought for sure that the Eagles were going to get hosed. They were
for
just
sure.
going to get, like, there's no way it's close. Like, it's the Powder Blues. And sure, the Kelly Greens are great. But they don't stand a chance against the Powder Blues, right?
Admittedly, nope.
Not the case. Now, the Chargers put them down, but not without a fight. I'm looking at 21-6 here. Or, I'm sorry, 21-11, rather.
I'll say this. This was the one that, and this is just sheerly by matchup. This was the one that I did not, of my teams that were left, because the Phils got bounced by your Mets the first round. So I still had... you know, the Flyers, the Birds, and the Sixers left. This is the last one that I expect, just by virtue of matchup. Again, they're going against the Powder Blues. This was the last one I was like, yeah, no, we'll do this one. I thought maybe the Sixers over Portland.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe, but I am proud. I'm proud of the Birds for at least making it competitive. Shout out to the people the Grease Pole folks that went over and represented. I wish more of you did, and we'd still be alive. But it's very fitting that the Eagles lost early on and are out of it and make way for other and better teams, because that is much like the 2020 season turned out for us. So it is the irony is not lost on you, boy.
So in a somewhat upset, no, it's the 4-5 matchup, so I wouldn't call it an upset. The Raiders, like just dismantled the Chiefs.
It's weird to see how, because the Chiefs have a great look. It's weird to see the margin of victory there.
Yeah.
You know, like it.
It's 22-6.
The Chiefs are a grand look. They really are. But people love the Raiders, man. That's a powerful, like if you grew up in, you know, especially around our generation, man, kind of with the NWA and shit. That's just, it. When you have a look that transcends, you know, pop culture. You know, you're gonna make some noise, and people are gonna, it's gonna have some staying power, which the Raiders do.
So with that means in the Sweet 16, it's the Chargers and the Raiders.
Ooh.
That's a matchup.
The AFC West.
That is a gear matchup.
That is, dude.
That is a hell of a
one
gear
in the
matchup.
Five. That is. I love the way this is shaking out already.
So continuing with our NFL region. 5-10, 15, 23-6, the Bucks, the Creamsicles just dismantle the Bills. Clark is upset somewhere.
I thought more people liked Buffalo. I mean, is that just the power of the Creamsicles? Like, the Creamsicles are, like we say before, nostalgia is a powerful thing, but I, like, those are polarizing, man. I did not expect... I thought the Bucks would be here for a while because it's the Creamsicles, but I didn't think it would be just a drubbing of Buffalo.
I know, right?
Buffalo's not that less good than the Creamsicle Bucks.
No. And I mean, I could have seen the Bills upending the Bucks. Like, I wouldn't have found that crazy.
No.
But that's not the way.
No.
They didn't come to play, apparently.
Yeah, the Bucks had backups in.
I'm looking at this next matchup. The number 10 Vikes and the number 2 throwback Rams, the Dickersons. And we've got a 20-7 shellacking. The Rams put down the Vikes.
The Rams are a great one. That Dickerson, they fucked up by going to the the bones.
Yeah.
They really did, because those are just ass.
How do you do that? Like, again, we've talked about it several times. Even the Warners, like the more gold stuff, those were fine.
Right.
How do you mess this up?
We have gradient numbers, too, in addition to the bone color. So it's very, very bizarre that the Rams would switch from something. Like, if you're going to switch from an all-timer, you need to come strong. Props to Minnesota. Minnesota with the upset against Green Bay in the first round, I don't think was – I mean, like, if you give me an option, whose gear do you like better? I like Minnesota's better than Green Bay, and that's a fun rivalry, too. But I was hoping – it would be fun to have seen Minnesota with a bit of an upset here, but you're not getting past those Dickersons.
I know. Just not. I was just I guess maybe I was hoping like purple.
Right.
You know, purple
right.
might carry them through, but no dice there. That means we've got in a throwback in the 16, it's Bucks versus Rams.
Man.
The 2-3.
So these are great matchups.
We got chalk, but it's chalk is chalk for a reason.
But you get awesome matchups, man.
Yeah. Chargers, Raiders, Bucks, Rams in the Sweet 16 for the NFL.
Fuck, man.
So let's move on to, here's our first upset of the second round. We got the Grizz throwbacks, the Vancouver's, taking on the Nuggets throwbacks, the City Skylines.
Yeah.
The number 8 topples the number 1.
We've got a 1 eliminated.
5-10, 15-11.
Wow.
It was close.
So we've got in the round of 32, we had a 1 get bounced.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome, man.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it
that's
happens.
Pretty dope. Yeah. Yeah.
I
for
hate
sure.
that it happened to the Grizz, but at the same time, if any was going to do it, it's probably the Nuggets,
the
right?
The Nuggets are making a really strong showing.
At the 8
on.
Seed.
Yeah, dude.
Did not see that coming, although I think I did have them in my bracket. I think I was just picking with my heart.
Yeah, yeah, no, and that's all you can do. I went Grizz because they were in my top 5, and we did our top 10s of all time. But you can't, those Alex Englishes, are that's an all-time look for a reason. And you see that, you know, with them beating the Grizz throwbacks.
So the number 12 Hornets get into the second round, I thought for sure. Well, good showing.
Yeah.
That's a great uniform. They can put up a fight here.
Yep.
Not so much. I mean, it's 5-10, 15, 18-8. So it's not like a absolute waxing, but it
no.
is not as close as you think it's going to be either.
It's convincing for sure. Yeah. And that you kind of, the C's are a classic look though. And that, so it just speaks to, you know, again, the powerhouses are powerhouses for a reason, but yep. The Charlotte Hornets were another one. That's kind of like the Raiders growing up when we did. And, you know, people of our generation sort of drawn back to the Muggsy Bogues and the Zoes and everything else. That's, you know, the like Randy said in the Discord, the starter jacket, the mm-hmm. Charlotte starter jacket back in the day, that the Charlotte Hornets had powerful shit. And so when they defeated, the 5 seed in the NBA bracket's escaping me at the time.
The Raptors. The
Raptors, yeah. When they defeated the Reptars, you're like, yo, holy shit. I thought if any team was poised for a huge Cinderella run, that was it. But
you would think, yeah. Yeah.
Celtics got in the way, man.
Somehow, but
it happens. I mean, it's a classic look. So that, I mean, if you're going to lose, I guess it's better to lose to the Celtics than, mm-hmm. you know, not the Celtics.
Yes. So we've got the throwback Nuggets and the Celtics in the next round, the Sweet 16. That one, that's a good matchup.
That'll be a fun one.
My Suns up against my rival, the Lakers.
Man.
And it did not go well. I didn't think it would. I hoped that maybe, you know, some Lakers hate would get us through.
Yeah.
Not the case here. We got 19-7.
Damn, man.
Lakers just put them away.
I thought there would be more spite voting because people hate the Lakers
yeah.
for obvious reasons. But again, we talked about the gear before, and you as a Suns fan, obviously the Lakers are the Antichrist for you, and you had them too in your top 10.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the gear is the gear for a reason.
And it was the 3 seed, so it's not like...
Right.
You know, he was just kind of hoping.
There's no shame in losing to that Lakers gear, though. I hate to say it. And I was pulling for you guys, pal. I voted for you.
I did in the Discord. I was like, well, I got another vote here. I might as well put it in the
yeah.
Discord.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Do what you can.
Exactly.
Up next, your squad, the Sixers, taking on the Blazers, the 2-7 matchup. A lot closer than you would have thought. 15-9, it looks like. Yeah. Unless 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. I think it's 15-10, actually.
I was hoping, man. I was hoping, but...
That's a 7-10.
Man.
Or 7-2, rather.
Yeah, yeah. Portland's... I mean, they're a 2 seed for a reason. I think they've almost always had upper echelon gear in the NBA. Mm-hmm. I mean, except for when they had, like, that weird, like, they had Blazers sideways or up and down,
yeah,
like, vertically.
No,
that can get the hell out of here. You know, no thanks to the Bill Waltons, but... Ever since they kind of went to the Drexler shit.
That's been great since.
Man, yep. they've been Rushmore, you know, Rushmore-esque on the floor. So there's no shame, much like the Suns. You know, I was so hoping for a Suns Sixers.
That would have been cool, because what if we don't get it in the finals?
Right, dude, exactly. Like, it would have been cool to square off in the Sweet 16, but, you know, there's no shame in losing to either of the squads we lost to.
So that gives us Lakers-Blazers in the Sweet 16. So the final four NBA teams are the Nuggets, Throwbacks, the Celts, the Lakers, and the Blazers.
Solid final four for the NBA bracket.
Now we head on over to the ice. Your Flyers trying to put away the Sharks and could not get it done.
Failed. Sounds true to life.
15-19-9. So again, not like a demolishing, but also
a comfy win by the Teal. And again, look, I'm rocking a Shark sweater over here right now. I love their shit. I cannot have enough of the Sharks gear.
Of the one seeds, like, I mean, like,
yeah,
they're a one seed.
They are for a reason. Again, we said it on the selection show. I would argue with anybody, non-original six, that's the best sweater of any non-original six team, man.
And if we were going to, like, rank all 64 teams, the Sharks would not only be top four, but they might be number two.
I think they'd still be a one seed if we were just throwing regions out the window and we were doing all these, shuffle them, file them wherever you want.
Yeah.
The Sharks still come out of one seed. Yeah. They're that good.
Yeah. But they put away the Flyers. And then the matchup we were all eyeballing, the Sens and the LA Kings Throwbacks. And the Sens handled them.
Handily.
Like, it was tight. When you sent me over the Instagram numbers, I was like, oh, you know, maybe it's closer than I thought. I brought in the Twitter numbers. Nah, man. 5-10, 15, 20 to 7.
I love, and we talked before we come on the air today about kind of the Nuggets, you know, their Cinderella run they're having is kind of, I mean, they're not an 8 seed. I don't know if it's really Cinderella, but did you expect them to be here still? And like, well, who did they play in the 8-9? Oh, they played the Hawks. We talked about the Atlanta Hawks. Like, we love the Hawks.
Yeah.
New gear more than it seems like perception. Most people do. I underestimated the agreement we would have with Ottawa's new shit. Like, we loved Ottawa's new stuff.
Yeah.
Of course, we talked about it, but I didn't know that it would be that would translate to other people as well. And beating those Gretzky Kings, man, that's a hard out.
Yeah.
They're pretty, when you go to hockey in the NHL in terms of shit that's made a crossover and made an impact gear-wise, like we talk about the Raiders, those are it. Those Gretzky-era Kings. I mean, it's because of the Raiders, but people remember those, man. But the Sens took them down. I'm happy for the Sens, man. They're not doing a whole lot of winning on the ice right now, but they're still alive for us.
And, I mean, unfortunately, it's probably over because they run into the buzzsaw that is the Sharks next.
Right, right.
So,
I was behind them. I was behind them until now.
Good luck. But I'm probably out.
Right, right.
Up next, the Leafs and the Flames in the 3-6 matchup, 5-10, 15, 22-5, the Flames put down the Leafs.
I think that's a little, look, I love.
It's a little lopsided.
It is. The Calgary's not that much better than the Leafs, but that just, Calgary is a powerhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And them as a three, the only reason they're a three is because, again, Sharks 1 and 2 devs. Like that, it had to be that way. And it's justifiable. If that was any other sport, that'd probably be a one seed over maybe the Padres in you know, on the diamond. But Calgary as a three is going to get in a lot of people's way, man.
Yeah, yeah. And like, now that I think about it, because when we first did the show, the Flames hadn't switched back to the current gear.
Right.
Like, I don't know why I didn't think about it when we did it. This gear might eke into my top 10.
Same.
So, I mean, I have to kind of revisit because I definitely bumped out West Virginia finally for Chicago City editions.
Yeah.
But I'd have to look at what the rest of my 10 is and see where they could move. But Flames put them down. They're the 3 seed.
Yep.
It makes sense.
It does.
Another lopsided matchup here, the Jets Throwbacks versus the number 2 Devs. Let's see, 5-10, 15, 24-5.
Your squad.
Just putting them away.
Pulled out the lumber.
clearly
on Winnipeg.
The Devs of my three teams are like the only one that has a chance of like winning.
Yeah, they are. People love the Devil shit, and rightly so. And those Winnipeg throwbacks are fucking great, but you know the Devs have had their current look they've had obviously is transcended time. They've had it for years, mm-hmm. Generations, and it hasn't needed to be changed. The matchup we get now,
yeah,
these matchups in the NHL are fucking wonderful. Holy shit!
So we got the Sharks and Sens on the other side, and then the Flames and the Devils on this side. So I think in my bracket, I picked the Flames.
Yep.
But now that it's here, like, do I go with my squad?
Do you vote against? Right.
And then when you put out, the great thing about Instagram is it's images.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm going to get to see them next to each other.
That is a difference maker.
It really is.
Because you don't know. You have kind of an idea. And then when they're paired side by side, it's like, oof. But whoever makes it out of the NHL bracket to represent the ice in the Final Four is, I think we said it last week, they're going to fucking earned it, man.
Yes.
This Final Four, not the whole Final Four for the tournament, but the Final Four, we're doing the Final Four is now the Sweet 16 for each region. That's as good as it gets, man.
Sharks, Sens, Flames, and Devils. Talk about elite level gear.
I'm going to have to look at the side-by-sides at least 3-4 times before mm-hmm. I pick. And that I kind of have an early inkling of where I'm going to go in both, but I'm not, like, the official vote isn't going to be cast immediately. Like, these are the ones you got to think about.
Yes. These are definitely the ones that I'm going to have to see the side-by-sides.
For sure.
Because, again, I have an inkling. And, I mean, of the four, like, as much as I love the Sens, they're probably the odd one out.
Yep.
I hate to say that about them because they're great.
They're incredible.
They're also up against the Sharks. So
right.
I mean,
you're playing the one seed, one of the most powerful teams in this tournament gear-wise. You made it far. There's no shame in losing to a one seed in the Sweet 16.
Not at all.
You know?
Not
Plus,
at all.
They've got – the Sens have two impressive victories so far. They beat the 12-seed Blues
mm-hmm.
in the first round. You know, round of 32, they upset the Gretzky Kings. That's solid, man. Like, if you can't get past the Sharks – so be it.
Yeah.
You're probably not going to anyway, nor should you. And this comes from, we love to send shit.
Yeah.
But they're not the Sharks.
And if they rally, we've got a story.
It's possible, yeah. Right, exactly. It crazier shit's happened.
So now we move to the Diamond. And I'm rocking my Mets gear today in remembrance. I didn't, we eked past y'all last week, and I was like, but it's the pods. Like, there is no way.
Yeah.
And rightfully so. We got 18-7. Again, like, it's not the grossest, most lopsided in the tournament, but it was handy. Yep.
Handily.
It was definitely handy. And again, rightfully so. Anybody who takes on those pods, like, if the pods get taken down before the Final Four, I'll be shocked.
Same.
Because those are great.
They are.
So the number one pods move on. We got the Brew Crew, the Throwbacks versus the Cubbies. And this was a close one. 5-10, 15, 16-9.
It is tight. It is tight. And I think the Cubs have one of those timeless looks. And we've touched on them when we did the Iconic episode. They deserve to be mentioned in the conversation. That's why we brought them up. They have a great look. I just, those Brewers throwbacks, they're pretty universal, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know anybody that goes, yeah, those suck.
Seriously.
Nobody. So, like, if you say that the Paul Molitor, like the Royal Blue, those Blues the Blue Brewers throwbacks, if you think they suck with the glove, you're just being contrarian for the
get
sake
out.
Of being contrarian. Right.
Just
like,
get out.
Nobody's trying to hear your shit. Get out of here.
Everybody. They went back to that logo because everybody loves that.
Right, exactly, because people were tired. Get this M out of here. It sucks.
Comparatively.
Yeah.
Again, like, I didn't mind, like, the little wheat thing. I was like, okay, this is okay. But comparatively.
To what you had, History's Closet, I will say, it's funny you bring up the wheat thing, because I always, like, resented the fact that they went away from the glove. But I always liked the fact that the underline under the M was a piece of wheat.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool, man.
You I know? Mean, I assume maybe it's hops or something, but
it
like it's
beer, right.
But still, it was a clean look.
Yeah.
It's just
why would
the glove
you?
Is the best.
Why would you?
Get away.
Yeah. There's a reason. Out. Yeah. Some of these other teams haven't changed a whole lot.
Up next, we got our next semi-upset. The Blue Jays and the A's in a tight one, 15-9. The Jays take down the A's. Didn't see that one coming.
I didn't either, man.
I didn't see the Jays coming out of the first round, even though they were the six.
The Jays, and this is funny because I like the Jays gear.
Mm-hmm.
I do. But I kind of resent their existence now because they've beaten two teams whose gear I like as well. They beat Seattle, the 11 seed, last round. I fucking love the A's gear. We were texting back and forth about MLB hats last mm-hmm. weekend, I think, and the A's were one of the ones I sent you. Like, yo, next purchase, like, this is one of the ones I'm looking yep. at. I'm shocked that as many baseball caps as I have, I don't have an A's cap yet. I think a lot of that is just finding something to wear with it. But I digress. Like, I love the Blue Jays shit. I do. But I'm like, man.
They took down a giant.
Did you have to have, like, did you have to get in the way so much? You know, like, if you're going to get in the way this much, you better do something with it. Because I don't hate Toronto's gear. I don't.
No, not at all.
Do something with it now. Please.
Pesky. These Blue Jays are
perfect
pesky.
Word. Perfect word.
Because I'm trying to think of, like, of the NCAA equivalent. Like, the sixth seed is never the one that you kind of go, like, okay. You see them putting away whoever in the first round.
Of course, right.
But then, you know, that's it. Like, yeah. The three handles them usually.
What? I wonder what seed. Are they a VCU? I wonder what's. I can't remember. This was years ago, but when VCU went to the Final Four.
I feel like they were a 12.
Was it that far? Damn, okay. See, I couldn't remember.
Or a 10.
I just remember going to my guy Ballard's up at the time apartment, who was going to VCU the weekend they were in the Final Four, and it was fucking nuts.
Yeah, I bet.
Because VCU was a party school anyway.
Yeah.
Richmond. And it was like, you go up there, Final Four, for this little ass school, it was wild, dude. It was a blast. So I don't know.
I'm curious.
I wonder what seed, yeah, they were. I hope it was like a 12 or something egregious. Didn't they? I think
I
they
might be
lost.
Thinking of, was it George Mason that did the same thing?
That's right. George Mason did get to a Final Four. You're right. I love these little schools that get to a Final Four, man. Even if it's not like VCU, I had kind of like a sentimental tie to because I'd been drunk there before. But
VCU was the 11.
Okay. Wow. Didn't they? So they lost to Butler, right?
For only the third time ever, number 11 seed advanced to the Final Four. VCU, one of the first four teams, won the Southwest region. Those three teams were joined by East region champion Kentucky, a four seed. Here, let me open the whole thing. It's 2011, man.
Yeah, dude. So, goddamn time flies. I can't remember if they lost to, like, Duke or if they lost to Butler. Because I remember that was the Final Four where it was Duke-Butler. I'm pretty sure that Brad Stevens, Gordon Hayward, Butler team that somehow made it to two. Butler made it to two finals in a row of the tournament. What the hell was going on in the early 2010s? What a time it was. But I remember rooting so hard for VCU, and Shaka Smart ended up parlaying that in like a big gig at Texas. I don't know if he's still there or not yet. I'm not a huge college basketball guy, but it was fun to see that happen.
Huh. Where's their Final Four matchup? Butler seems right, but
I want to say it was. I can't remember. But I remember rooting my ass off for this team that, like, I just went up there once a month to party, you know? Like, I didn't have a real connection to the school. Like, it became that way. It was like, oh, this is awesome. But that's the best thing about the NCAA tournament. You know, that's what you hope for when this tournament happens, is one of those underdogs that makes it all the way to the Elite Eight, Final Four. And you know, I think that's one of, even though I'm not huge college basketball guy, I think every year, like, the start of the tournament is such a good sports. Like, yep. You get that Thursday and Friday. Like, people take off work. That's like the Monday after Super Bowl Sunday. People take off work for this shit. You know, and rightly so, because you can just sit around literally all day and watch games, and it's fucking fantastic. And The Blue Jays is a 6 seed. Obviously, you know, they beat Seattle, who was the 11 seed, which is what VCU was that year. But that, so the seeding is off a little bit, but that's kind of when we were talking about it in terms of who they comp to for an NCAA school. That was the first team that come to mind for me.
So they put down the A's in a fight. And then probably the upset of the whole thing, the gas stations, the mighty gas stations, the Astros throwbacks, 5-10, 15, 17-8 over the number 2 Kansas City Royals.
This is another one like Blue Jays and A's for me. I like those Stros a lot.
Yeah.
I like them better than any of their current shit. I think that's probably the best look they've ever had. But the Royals, man.
Putting down the Royals?
Dude, I love...
Were we wrong in that seeding? Like, I don't feel like
Well, dude, that's what I was wondering. Because maybe we valued them. Maybe we like them more than most people. But the Royals feel deserving of a 2 seed to me.
Right.
to me, I've never heard anybody go, that shit sucks.
How can you?
I think, you know what I think it is, man? I think it's just the general acid trippiness of those Astros, like the fun colors. It makes you feel like, you know, the carpet in your grandmother's spare bedroom you stayed in, you know, when you went over there on the weekends and shit. The Astros are fun. And the Royals are, they're as impressive as they are. There's nothing that's going to jump out at you like there is with the gas stations where you go, oh, holy shit. Like even somebody that's not a sports fan, has never seen those uniforms before, has no background on what the fuck the Houston Astros are, you're going to have one of two reactions. You're either going to go, what the fuck is that? Or, yo, those are cool as shit. Like the Royals, you'll just probably look at and go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I am bummed that the Royals are out already. I was really pulling for them.
I wanted to see them. Again, I think I might have had the Astros on my bracket, but I was just kind of going.
Yeah.
But still, like, can't believe it. It actually happened that way.
No, I can't. It, especially in the fashion that it did. Like, you mean to tell me, like, that convincing? Really, people?
Seriously.
I voted for the Royals, but, you know, again, I'm not crying myself to sleep tonight, though, that they they took the L. I'm not. It's going to be more so because my three squads all are going home.
Yes.
In the same round.
Here's the thing, though. Like, baseball's pretty interesting. So we got the Pods and the Throwback Brewers on one end, and the Jays and the Throwback, the Mighty Gas Stations, on the other end. Did not see that coming.
No, this is a fun bracket for sure because it... I'll say this, that because of all the reasons we mentioned before with the Brewers throwbacks, I think this is a, like the word you use with Toronto, this is a pesky matchup for the Padres. Because would I bet my house that the Brewers are going to upset them? No. But if there's one there that'll do it, I think it's either the Brewers or the Stros.
Yeah.
Because the Astros.
It's going to be a throwback.
Yeah, dude. The Astros now have kind of like the fun factor behind them. Like, mm-hmm. they're the Cinderella of the tournament now. You know what I mean? With Charlotte out, they're the lowest seed remaining in the round of Sweet 16 as a 10 seed. And will that factor in for people? Oh, fuck this. I just want an upset. I'm going to vote for the Astros over the Padres.
Yeah.
If it weren't for that, I was going to say the Padres have the easiest path to the Final Four left if they get through Milwaukee, because those Milwaukees are powerful.
Yeah.
But again, will you have spite votes? You know what I mean? And I think in a vacuum, though, man, those Padres are so good. But it's so fun to see those gas stations still in the conversation. Even
Unreal.
Though they beat the Royals, I'm happy they're here, man. I'm happy they're here because it's fun and it gives us a double-digit seed to talk about in the Sweet 16.
So just one last time, run down the Sweet 16 here. We got the Chargers and the Raiders, the 1-4 matchup. The 3 and the 2 is the Bucks throwbacks and the Rams, the Creamsicles and the Dickersons. The Nuggets throwbacks and the Celtics, the 8-4 matchup, the Grizz being the first number one to go down. The 2-3 matchup, Lakers and Blazers, so that's chalk. The Sharks and the Sens. The Sens are the 5, but, you know, they upended, we thought, a mighty giant in the LA Kings.
Right.
But they got the Sharks up next. The 2-3 matchup in hockey is the Devils and the Flames. That's a rough one.
That's the best matchup of this round, in my opinion.
Yep. Period.
God damn, man.
I don't know who to vote for.
This is getting, like, neither of them made the tournament this year. So take this year out. That's getting Duke and Kentucky in the round of Sweet 16.
Yeah, man.
Like, this is I can't wait to see how that vote comes out, man. Because that every vote, you know, again, not to be Don Lemon, every vote does matter. But every vote in that one for sure is going to matter. That one I can see coming down to a matter of one or two votes.
Yeah.
Because people love both of those. That's the one matchup where I have no fucking idea where I'm going to go.
I can't even think until I see it.
Right. Like, I've got a gut feeling with Shark Sins. I'm not 100% yet, but I'm about 80. Flames Devs, good God.
Because where do you go?
Like, good God.
We got the most fun bracket, Pods and the Brewers throwbacks, the 1-5 matchup. And then you got the 6-10 matchup, the Jays and the gas station, the mighty gas station Astros, 6-10 matchup.
What's fun is we're going to get either the Blue Jays or the Astros in the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
Which is cool as shit, dude. Now, do you think, looking at the matchups, the highest seeds we have left, I believe, are the 10-seed Astros, the throwbacks, the gas stations, the MLB bracket, the MLB region, and the 8-seed Alex English Skyline Nuggets throwbacks in the NBA, who are facing the Celtics. Do we see an Elite Eight with both of them in it? It's very possible, dude, because you look, I mean, the Celtics showed up strong against the Hornets.
Yeah.
But the Nuggets just bounced a one in the Grizz throwbacks. So they're coming in. You want to talk about momentum with a lot. And if you can upset the Grizz, I think you can, like,
not just the Grizz throwbacks.
Right, the Vancouvers. If you can beat them. If enough people are going to favor those throwback Nuggets over those, I think this is just my logic. You would favor the Skylines over the Celtics.
Yeah.
But it depends on the voters. Do you favor that more traditional look or the more fun look, the more vibrant look? Because that's what the Grizz are. The Grizz aren't necessarily it's an iconic uniform, the Vancouver throwbacks, the Grizz alternates, but it's not in the same way that the Celtics are. So it just depends on which way the voter goes. But it's kind of cool we might be looking at an Elite Eight with two teams that have a shit ton of momentum in the 8-seed Nuggets and the 10-seed Astros. Like, there is a lot of chalk here, but it's not all chalk, man. Like, that's saying something. And either way, we're going to get a 6 or a 10 in the Elite Eight in the MLB region with the Blue Jays or the Astros.
Yep.
They square off against each other. So either way, we're going to have one of them.
So let's see. All my Final Four are still alive. I'm ranked first with a score of 56, a score potential of 184, 42 out of 63 picks.
Represent, man.
Up next, so that's my creamsicle bracket. Up next is you.
Hey!
Ranked number two, score of 45. Your score potential is 153. You've got 36 of 63 picks.
All right.
Then comes Randy. His score is 38. And then he's got 30 out of 63 picks. So a little under half. And then Chris, even though he swung his big 16 seed Bears into the Final Four, he's still got 35 points, 29 out of 63 picks. And actually, let's take a look before we move too much further. You just lost one of your Final Fours.
Which one?
The Grizz.
Okay.
I
thought I had them in. I was trying to think back. If
Randy swung big, too. He had the Hornets in the Final Four. So he got the one round out of them.
Yeah, yeah. And I could have seen that. Chris, though, if he didn't go homerific with the Bears, like, his bracket could probably be... He'd be on top right now if he didn't... Vengeance.
I know, right? Like,
I'm going to put my Bears all the way.
Because the rest of his Final Four is all still alive. So he still has a chance.
Fucking A.
Clark is up next at fifth with 34 points, 27 out of 63 picks. And he lost the Chiefs out of his Final Four this round. And then Charlene, 26 points. 22 out of 63 picks. And her Giants are out. The Niners are out. And the Flyers are out. So all she's got left is one of her final four. So she's done.
Props to Charlene for believing in the orange and black, though.
I know, right?
Please don't practice it often, Charlene. I care about you. 32 years has got me nothing but liver failure.
But this is fun, man. I love having
it's so
this.
Great, dude.
It makes me wonder if I filled out a bracket like this, like the real March Madness, maybe we could have like a little thing there.
Yep. Like damn right, dude.
A little entry. That'd be fun. But man, this just whole thing has been just a blast to
watch it
shape up.
And I love the way it's shaping out. Like, you play up the character, the gimmick of, oh man, my teams have been bounced. And like, yeah, of course you kind of want to see your squads hang tough, but I'm not, and the Royals and the A's being bummed out too. Like, you have your sentimental favorites or whatever else. But at the same time, though, the Royals and the A's could be alive, and we'd have a 2-3 matchup in the MLB region. But I love the fact that we get a 10-6 in the Astros and the Blue Jays. So it's a trade-off. You know what I mean?
And again, it makes it more like the March Madness. Like,
right. We're not sitting here with 1-2-3s and 4s in every region. Right, yeah. Exactly. You know, we got a 1 seed got bounced in the round of 32, which much as I love those Grizz, like, I think it's cool as shit. And I do think, I don't know where you're at. If I were to rank the 1 seeds, maybe not a personal preference, I think the Grizz are probably the weakest 1 seed.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest. Yeah. I think the other ones are pretty firm atop. The only reason why the Sharks may be in question is because you have such a strong 2 and 3.
Yes.
But it's nothing against San Jose. You know what I mean? It's nothing they did.
I would probably still put Sharks, Devils, Flames ahead of the Grizz.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
for sure.
Yeah.
And then you got the Pods and you've got the Powder Blue Chargers and everything else. So if a 1 seed was going to get bounced, this is the right one, admittedly, for sure. Mm-hmm. And it's fun because it opens up the remainder of the bracket.
Yes.
You know?
Because I could see the Nuggets putting down the C's, man.
Me too.
I could see that happening.
And that puts us, then we get an 8 seed in the Elite Eight.
Yes.
You know, and then now they're facing either the Lakers or the Blazers. And at that point, if you're the Nuggets, you've got all the momentum in the world, man. Mm-hmm. Like, who's to say that you can't? Like, the Lakers and the Blazers are strong. They're 2s and 3s. But if you're the Nuggets at that point, you've got a strong enough track record where you can go toe-to-toe with either of those as well.
Yeah.
And be respectable.
It's going to be an interesting next couple weeks. Actually, what we're doing, I think, is this week we're covering, so the Sweet 16 this week and the Elite Eight voting will happen this week.
Okay. Yep.
And then we'll do the final two rounds next week. So we're going to cover a lot of ground because I feel like the first round, we got a lot of traction.
Yes.
Because exciting, lots
to
choose from.
Exactly. 32 matchups, right.
I think we got most of the voting on Twitter within the first like day or two.
Yeah.
And then like I'm retweeting it and everyone's like, yeah, we've seen it.
We've done it.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's a good call. And that gives us, we'll be able to piece the Elite Eight together then next week.
Yeah.
Or the Final Four, right? Because we're doing Sweet 16. So next week we'll know the Final Four, which will be great, man.
Yes.
I can't wait to see who comes out of these regions.
I'm pumped because, we didn't have to talk Stars today.
We didn't. I'd actually, and it's definitely no,
I was looking forward to it.
Yeah, for sure. And that's what I was going to say. It's no slight to our guy, but once we started talking brackets, it's like, you get in the flow of the tournament, and we've been putting a lot of time into this, and everybody has too in the Discord and, the IG and the Twitter and everything else. So it's cool to see the results, because you kind of have an idea during the week.
Mm-hmm.
But this is like, okay, it's final. You see the results in front of you. So now you can piece the rest of the bracket together in the next round. And it's like, And seeing some of these matchups, it's just like you said, it's no slight to anybody, but it was like, damn, like I look up and I'm like, holy shit, we've been going for 50 minutes. And I completely forgot that we were supposed to do Stars on top of this. But, we'll be able to get Clark, down the road for sure, man.
Yeah.
He'll be back. We'll delve down to the the reason why those sweaters,
that's
one pet peeve.
That's the only reason I'm mad.
Yeah,
is
we got to keep that,
out.
Yeah. We got to keep that in our bag of tricks for another week or so.
So here's something that we have to do before we get out of here.
Yes.
We touched on this on Grease Poll tonight, but what the fuck with the Liberty Bell?
Dude.
Come on.
So I don't know why, because I love basically everything the Sixers have always done, for the most part, gear-wise. I will say this. I may have said this before, too. The black Iverson era ones that we went to the finals in, I wasn't as big on those as some people were. I think that's one of those things now, too, though, where, like, a lot of people, like, people my age kind of grew up with those a little bit. So, like, you look at shit from your era as, like, you know, this is mine, you know what I mean? Hip-hop was better back in the day. Music was good. Now there's mumble rap, and you kids don't know shit, and everybody's Clint Eastwood now. So I don't know that it's just, but even then at the time, I was like, the Sixers have had great stuff consistently for a while, like, especially since they switched a couple years ago and they put that accent behind the letters and the numbers. I was like, that just that detail right there, fuck yeah. The City Editions, Boathouse Row, Elite, even the Red Alternates, I'm with it.
Yeah.
The fuck, man. with the bell template and the Tobias Harris's number can fit in the bell, both numbers, but Ben Simmons 25 cannot. What the fuck are we doing? They're called uniforms for a reason. That should not be a thing when you are a large market team, one of the best teams, you know, win loss record wise one of the prime teams in the NBA, the second biggest league in the world. This should not happen on your fucking uniforms. Why is this a thing? Who approved it? And who do we talk to? What the fuck? They're bad.
I could almost forgive just the bell, maybe, but I think it's just all around bad.
It can't be the number and the bell, right?
Right, you can't do both.
And you can't put the number in the bell. That's not working.
Not even close.
Especially when the number 12 fits in it and the number 25 does not, just because wider numbers. Like, that can't... Like, how are... It's 2021. How are large people supposed to feel? You know? Hey, if you were skinny, you'd fit in the bell. You know, but...
You know what might take that thing over the top? The state of Pennsylvania. Why don't you put that on there, too?
Right. And then put the bell, Dallas Stars. Then put the bell and the number inside the state of Pennsylvania and put it location-wise exactly where Philly is located in, which is pretty much exactly at the bottom right, because it's the first, you're going 95 north. You come to Chester and then you're in Philly. It's right at the border, basically. Oof. So make sure you have that bell and the number off-centered as fuck in the middle of that big-ass state you put on the front of the center, just to muck shit all up.
Oh my God. I can't.
Dallas blackouts.
I saw that thing and I'm like, well, I got to grab this because it's Sixers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, initially, I didn't even catch the bell. I just, because again, everything else about it is wonderful. It's nice.
Yeah, the trim is fabulous. I love it. But you got to come a little stronger than, oh, we got these two colors on there.
Here, let's destroy that goodwill with this. What?
Everybody wants to run the court with shit on their chest.
Gross, man. Like,
it's
just
so bad. Gross. I hope they don't wear those ever again.
I hope they got an. We can't be the only ones who hate that, because even in Discord, people were dumping on it.
Yeah, a lot of Philly IG this weekend was like, oh, what the fuck?
Okay,
really?
Good.
And the NBA, and I credit them for this, because they're a progressive league, and they do a lot of fun shit with their gear. Mm-hmm. You know, the City Editions every year, and they've got the alternates. And then they have, like, Statement Editions, and I can't remember what these ones were called that everybody just cranked out these versions of. There was some other edition of some sort. They're very progressive. They give you a lot of merch, a lot of options, right? Which is perfect for us when we have this pod.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's perfect if you're a fan and you're willing to spend money. But, like, no. please don't roll that out. Like, I've never, like, turned on a Sixers game this year and been like, oh, man. And then you see the highlights of those, and you're going up against the Spurs, who are, like, they're, I mean, we had them as a 14 seed. They're not, like, fucking elite, but it's like when you compare.
Yeah.
Now the Spurs gear looks like it's the fucking Lakers or the Blazers, because it's just next to just shit.
Mount Trashmore.
Just so garbage. And you're like, fuck.
How?
We have good gear.
Yes, you have.
Just tell Adam Silver, you know what? We're good.
We'll skip that one.
We're going to sit this promo out, pal. Thanks, though, Q-Tip. We're all right.
We've got like 7 great versions of our gear. We'll
roll something else out.
Forget it.
We'll sit this one out, and we'll just trust that our fans are going to buy the rest of our shit that doesn't suck.
Liberty Bell.
I want to know if anybody knows anybody that bought one of those, please send them to at Gear Freaks Pod on IG and Twitter, because you'll have a free guest spot on a pod. Because yes. I want to. There's no way one human being bought those things. And if they did, I want to fucking pin them down and figure out why.
Yes, because it can't be anything other than team loyalty. Like, you just love your team that much. That's the only way.
Exactly, dude. The only reason would be, okay, I have every other jersey that has ever existed. I don't want to, but to keep the thing going, I frame them and I hang them on the man cave, whatever, and I get it.
I'll buy a Liberty Bell.
I'll buy a shitty word art kid picks paint Sixers jersey begrudgingly, and I'll say this, if that's what you're doing with it, I hope you frame it with the number and the name facing out. Please, just know. Which you're probably not. If that's what you're doing, I'm willing to bet you're not doing it to display names and numbers on the back. You're probably going to display the front of it because that's where the difference is.
Yep.
And just please come talk with us. I will start a GoFundMe and we'll get you a therapist.
Yes.
Because you fucking need it. If you bought that for any other reason other than that one that we just named.
That is just bad.
Yeah.
And I always thought that the Sun's orange was bad. Like, I had somebody arguing with me about the Sun City editions on Twitter. I'm like, well, clearly I can't take anything you say seriously.
Right. You know nothing if you think these are trash.
But he brought to the table the orange ones with like just the Sun's logo, which I always thought was like, eh, I love orange. How did you make me not like orange?
But you did, because too much.
Entirely too much.
You got to break up. Orange is a powerful color. It's a strong color. It's my favorite color. You got to break it up.
You can't just put the logo.
That's what worries me.
Go airport code. Go anything.
Anything, dude. To
just
have
the number.
Purple, right. To have purple represented there. This is what worries me, and not to foreshadow a whole lot, because I know we're going to be talking about this in the coming weeks. Did you see that the Bengals are now going to be switching their primary color, Holmes. Black is going to be their alternate now. Orange is going to be their primary Holmes.
Oh, I don't know.
And I'll say, I guess the logic is, of course, they said they're keeping the helmets. We knew that.
Okay, good.
We're going to keep the helmets. So I guess it's like, okay, we're going to be more cohesive. We want to have everybody look completely like a tiger because, you know, orange body, I guess, maybe.
Oof.
If you're going for that logic, conceptually, I understand it. But, damn it. Live burp I was wrestling with. That's why the weird delay. So, yeah. If that's what you're going for, though, again, I understand the theory, but I hope they wear black alternates more than the birds do because you can't, like, I don't know, man.
There's too much potential to F that up.
There's leaks out there too. And if it's the leaks that are out there, which it seems to be, it's a very heavily orange jersey, too. It's not like the one they've had, the Carson Palmers, where the orange is the orange alternate. You still have like a heavy black presence. Not like this. Mm. Not this one. And I'm really bummed because sentimental attachment to the Bengals, obviously. And like, I wanted them to have good shit because I wanted a Burrow jersey.
Yeah.
And I saw these and I was like, oh.
Oh, man. I mean, at least they're getting behind their guy and they're doing the thing, but like
that we're not doing.
But don't do it wrong.
I'll say this: there's a potential edit guy, and I didn't mean to get too far down the Bengals thing here, but there's like an edit guy. I'll have to find it and send it and post it in the Discord, which you should join us at Gear Freaks Pod on IG and Twitter. Reach out to us; we'll get you in the Discord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have like edit guy. So somebody took a picture of Joe Burrow. And they kind of like edit. Actually, it was a really good edit. I can't remember who the guy was, or I'd give him credit for it. He edited the new concept or the new leak onto Joe Burrow. and it's not really in practice, but you kind of could see like where everything was and where it looked way better on the edit. I was like, okay, that looks decent. Mm. But he edited the black jersey onto him. Seeing the orange ones probably might not be. I just think there, as somebody that loves orange, man, you can't. You gotta have something there to break it up. You have to. Otherwise, it just looks too what the fuck. And I fear that's what it's going to be. Unless it's burnt orange. Like, unless you're like Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And even Texas, you have the white helmet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's not, you're not beat over the head with it. You know? So we'll see.
It's so much orange. One of my favorite colors.
Mine too, man.
And just going to mess it up. Hey, speaking of orange, I was thinking about, and I'm asking both Corey and you, the listener, if we put out a Gear Freak shirt that said teal and orange and purple and black.
Ooh.
I mean, that's
ooh.
Pretty much describes the
pod,
right?
Right. That's the colors of the logo.
Yeah. I don't know. It seems simple enough.
It's got to be. We have to get it made in the font of the show, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
I think that would be fun.
I'd rock the hell out of that.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
That seems fun. Okay, so we'll do that. We'll
it's
got to
be a purple shirt, too.
Yes.
Because, you know, background of the logo. We got all the colors in there now.
Yes.
So. Oh, yeah, dude.
I'm in.
We just got to have fat kid sizes because your boy.
So keep that one in your back pocket. Hopefully, maybe coming soon. So next week we will finish this up and actually maybe, yeah, we'll talk about that off air.
Yeah.
Coming in the coming weeks, you're going to have, this will not come to the show. It'll only be on the Twitter, the Instagram and whatnot, Discord specifically, the NIT tournament.
Yep.
All the trash has a place and it's the NIT. So we're not going to make show out of that. Probably maybe once we get to the Final Four, we'll kind of run down where everything is. But it was a lot of fun to put together.
Oh, dude,
I haven't done any of the seating yet, but it's all there. Yep. All 64 teams are there. That's coming soon to your Twitters and Instagrams and whatnot.
Damn
so
right.
Be on the lookout for that. I think that's everything. We'll get Clark back on here to talk Stars soon enough.
Oh, for sure. For sure. We'll get him on, and it'll be a blast to kind of mess with him about pet peeves and everything else. I'm just excited as fuck about this bracket.
I know, dude.
And I can't wait to come back next week and see what we've got when we start getting down and really narrowing this thing down. Because there's some surprises here, and I got a feeling that it's not like we're not done with
there's going to be at least one or
yeah,
two more.
For sure. For sure.
And I also have to say this. We tried the Raise Energy drink earlier in the show.
Dude,
and
so good.
Didn't even drink half of it. And I can feel it. Like, it's working.
Dude, same.
And it's not like, wired energy.
Yeah.
It's just like, I'm
alert.
Alert, yeah.
Yeah, dude. It's not. And that's why I kind of tapered off a little bit. I was taking swigs when we first started because I've got a little over half left. And I was the same way. I was like,
Yeah.
Versus other ones where, like, you can drink a whole one in 10, 15 minutes and not feel a damn thing. It's more of a placebo. I feel this, man, and it's cool because now I can take what's left of this, I can put it in the fridge, and when I get up to go to work in the morning,
there you go.
Boom. I'm already good to go. And I know this is going to work ahead of time. So you basically get two in one can, unless you just want to mainline all of it and just wreck it. But again,
earlier in the day, maybe.
Yeah, for sure. Exactly. But, you know, I want to be able to go to bed because work in the morning and daylight savings is an asshole. But this is awesome, man. It was really good. The flavor was awesome. Voodoo flavor and the South Beach flavor is what we've got. That's what they sent us. So give them a follow. Tell them the Gear Freak sent you. And definitely try them out because it's highly recommended for sure.
Yeah. Not saying we're trying to get a sponsorship. But we're trying to get a sponsorship.
That's
there,
the thing.
I said it. What?
We did. And it's out there, but I'll say this. Again, we're not sponsored by them yet.
No, not at all.
So we didn't have to say any of the shit we said. Like, it's all legit. We're not as we compliment them, we're not like patting our pockets doing the wink, wink, nudge, nudge over here. Like, this is all legit.
Yep.
But yes, we are trying to get a sponsorship as well. So there is that. But it's also transparent plugs.
That's
not
right.
Bullshit plugs.
That's right. I'm going to take another swig just for.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
South Beach, though. I love that can.
God, that's good.
All right. I love that can. If I saw that in a cooler at a convenience store, I would buy it. Just
you would, your eyes would go right to that, right?
Immediately, dude. Immediately.
Beach mode, South Beach. Good stuff.
Damn right.
So, first things first, I have to say that screw the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Fuck them. They're the worst.
I can't believe you keep ducking me. And the more you duck this pod, the more we're going to come for you.
The more pitchforks are going to happen.
It takes nothing to go. Not interested?
I would be fine with a middle finger emoji.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, I'm not going to report you and cancel culture and everything else, or even if you don't want to do it in public in the comment section, because that's where all the vitriol is in 2021. Comment sections are poison, and we get it. DM us a middle finger emoji. We're fine. We're not going to report you to the Mounties.
None of that's happening. You're good. But honestly, like, the best thing you could do is just come on the show and defend why the hell there's so much gold. Like, that's all we want to know.
And the Blue Bombers. We're curious. That's it.
Call yourself the Gold Bombers. Like,
that's it.
And
just,
you know, maybe
it.
We'll get off your back.
Own it, embrace it, and stop the fraud, please.
Unreal. Also, all of the UFL.
All of the Tusker Horns.
The FCF, which they're in playoffs with four teams.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay, this has to be like, this is rec league where everybody makes it.
You would think, right? Because you can only have three games.
Unless they're playing a series, unless you're having, okay, we're going to have two people make the playoffs, well, then your playoffs is a title game.
Yeah. End of story.
The hell is going on here? And why so quick? Didn't they just start the season?
How long? We did that, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, that was the last one we did before we started the tournament.
They were, 2-0? Like, the beasts?
What are they doing, man? Maybe they're realizing,
it needs some tweaking.
Let's get out of this. Kind of revisit some things, back to the drawing board.
Like those uniforms. Good Lord.
Yeah, hit us up. We'll help you, because all three of your vote suggestions were freaking awful.
We're here. We are here for you.
That's it. We're a phone call or a tweet or an IG away. That's
yes.
it.
And we're cheap.
Yep. Dirt cheap. You see what we do for energy drinks around here.
Yes, it's true.
But seriously, they are amazing.
Absolutely. And then we're a pod. So wherever you're listening to this, subscribe, please.
Yes.
Rate, comment. You know, those are cool things. They do help with the algorithms. But honestly, like, to me, the best thing you could do is share.
Yep.
And tell a friend.
Yep. Go listen.
That's what we need right now, is people going, I like this Gear Freak show.
Yeah.
That'll help us out a great deal. Also on Twitter, hashtag NHL Gear Freaks.
Yeah. Get us a gig where we can get the NHL right.
Because we're brought to you by the NHL.
We are.
According to our Twitter.
Air quotes. And it's funny because this is a perfect time because ESPN and NHL just agreed to a deal, which is huge. I am stoked as fuck for those players because ESPN puts their entire machine behind anything that they have live rights to, like they with UFC this past year, which is awesome if you're a UFC fan like I am. But to see them be back on a major network is fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It would now we know they have the money.
Yes.
We know they have the money, right? You're putting sponsors on helmets and everything else. The Colorado Avalanche, you're skating around with the fucking Mason Jar logo on their helmet. Just give us a cut and we'll be
Sounds like you called us cunts.
It did. It did. And we will be consultations.
There we go.
Did I say that right? I totally did not. Why couldn't I think of that, man? Why could I not think of the word consultant?
Because we're cunts.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
Live gag reel.
Oh.
That's not going to be edited.
No. NHL Gear Freaks. Tweet at Renee Paquette because we really would love... I don't know if she's not seeing these tweets or she just really just doesn't want to talk Vegas sweaters with us. I assume the former. actors. She probably just hasn't seen them.
Well, she's probably busy because her husband had his face blown up in a fake barbed wire thing, whatever the deal was.
Yeah. Well, she's pregnant, like hugely pregnant. So, you know, things. But
that's true. Well, relax. Yeah, we're not gonna go after you. I think it'd be a good way to relax in labor and come talk gear.
Yeah. We want to talk Vegas sweaters with
you. That's it.
End of story.
We put them into our bracket, too.
We did. Just for you.
Oh, right. Brownie points.
Yes.
You know?
All right. I think we've done everything that we can do. And Clark, you better get back here. Suckers!